biotech stocks are one of the market's hottest sectors, capable of rising dramatically on good news and cratering on bad.
Bad news, Captain. We've only got one bullet.
What's the good news?
We've got one bullet.
Kyle Dennis and his colleagues at Biotech Breakouts are always on the lookout for catalysts that could make a stock move.
Don't blink. They are fast, faster than you could believe.
And now they join us to discuss one issue that's got the right look.
This is a perfect example of why you're in management and I'm not.
It's now on MoneyLife.
Welcome to the Biotech Breakout of the Week. Here right now on Money Life, and I'm joined by Kyle Dennis. He is co-founder and director at Biotech Breakouts. That's biotechbreakouts.com, which is part of the Raging Bull community. So ragingbull.com. That means the easy part. Well, you probably remember because we talk about it almost every day at Raging Bull on Twitter. But Kyle's on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. And so if you want to find out what he's thinking, what he's talking about, what they're doing at Biotech Breakouts, at Kyle W. Dennis on Twitter. At biotechbreakouts.com online. Kyle Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again.
Your biotech breakout of the week is
Bellicum Pharmaceuticals.
Bellicum Pharmaceuticals. It's ticker symbol BLCM. And although we call it biotech breakout of the week, it's not that you're expecting any of the stocks that we talk about to break out this week. In fact, on the week that the catalyst is coming, you're typically saying, yeah, it's time to take profits. But it usually means you got a catalyst here and something that's coming down the pipeline. So what's coming up for Bellicum Pharmaceuticals that has you looking at it now?
So there's a couple of interesting things. It's what's called a gene therapy company or a T-cell therapy company. And they have some data that's going to be coming up at a conference called the ASH Conference, which is held from December 9th to 12th. But they have the data and the actual abstracts come online on November 1st. So they have a phase 1-2 trial where they are testing some of these T-cell or gene therapy drugs, and they will be releasing some of that data on November 1st on those online abstracts. So that's why I'm taking a look at it now, getting a little bit ahead of the game and planning my entries and exits so that when that time comes, I'm all prepared for the trade. I know where the catalyst is and when it's going to be. That way I can maximize my profits.
In this case, with the double catalyst, and you've talked about how you like to have a double catalyst, it sounds like it's a double catalyst, but it's maybe more like a one and a half catalyst, like it's two things that are so close together and kind of related. But what does that give you in terms of upside and downside here?
It is kind of like a one and a half catalyst because the online abstracts that come out, they don't give you the full scope of the data. They kind of give you a little bit of a snippet. And then at the meeting on December 9th to 12th, you kind of get the whole grand scheme look at what the data was. So typically what happens is you get a little bit of a run-up into that November 1st online abstract. And then once those come out, if things look really promising, now we have a whole nother month for a continued run-up. So what's nice is that most folks out there don't really know that there's these online abstracts that come out. They're not really tuned into that. So if you're paying attention, not only can you play the run-up to those abstracts, but then when they come out, you can read them, see what the sentiment in the market is, and then you almost have another whole month to increase your profits or trail out as it continues to go up into that December meeting. So it's a double whammy, and if things go right, you can really have a huge gainer on your hands.
What's the appropriate expectation as this is going forward? Because for you and my audience has heard it, but it's important for them to recognize you're looking to trade this in advance of those dates and to be out on the off chance that the catalyst isn't the positive that you think it might turn out to be.
Right. So most of the time, I'd say 90-95% of the time, I'm never looking to hold through the actual event. I'm just playing that catalyst runner. So I'll be playing it up to November 1st and looking to take profits probably before then. Then when the abstracts come out, I'll give them a read, see if it continues to look bullish, and then probably jump back in. For this company, what's interesting, too, is that others in the space are doing very well. One is called Kite Pharma, which is in the same field, and they just got bought out by Gilead for over $175 a share. So that's supposed to close soon. And another company, Juno Therapeutics, has also been out there in buyout rumors. So you got to think, same field, same kind of technology. This BLCM might be potentially a bio candidate too, or might have some drugs with data coming up that could prove to be instrumental in changing the landscape of a lot of these gene therapy companies.
Are you in Bellicum Pharmaceuticals at this point? And the stock had a nice healthy move on Friday. Is it still in a position where you think it's buyable because we still have, you know, 6 weeks before that catalyst?
I think it's still buyable. I did want to get into it near $10 a share, so I'm looking for a dip on it. I would like to see between $10 and $10.50, but longer term, I think this thing is way undervalued. Just earlier this year, it was at about $14 or $15, and in December, when the last ASH meeting was, it was at about $20. So I think there's still tremendous upside here, and I always like to pick stuff up on pullback, and that typically happens when the biotech index or the IBB tends to dip back down. So those are the times when I like to get a little bit more aggressive. So that's what I'll be looking at for an entry point on Bellicum.
And we should point out that on Friday on RagingBull.com, you were talking about how you believe it's time for the IBB, the biotech index, to take a bit of a breather. If that takes it, then you'll see Bellicum presumably ride down with it. That's when you're going to get back and get the entry point you're looking for, correct?
Exactly, yeah. And the biotech index typically ebbs and flows with the conferences out there. So we just had one, a cancer conference, which caused a lot of the stocks to run up into that. We saw a move from 300 to over 330. Now that one's out of the way, and the next big ones that come up are closer to the November timeframe. So I'm expecting it to dip back down, consolidate, and in that process will be the area where I'm looking to pick stuff back up.
It is Bellicum Pharmaceuticals, BLCM. And yes, it is the biotech breakout of the week, looking towards that November 1st catalyst date. And again, looking to potentially buy in on dips, which Kyle thinks are coming. If you want to learn more about the dips that Kyle thinks are coming, well, that you're going to find at RagingBull.com. If you want to learn more about Bellicum Pharmaceuticals and Kyle's picks at biotech breakouts, well, you're going to go to biotechbreakouts.com. And don't forget to follow Kyle on Twitter. He's at Kyle W. Dennis. Kyle, thanks for joining us. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
Kyle Dennis, everybody. And that was a great way for us to start the Monday, September 18th edition of Money Life. But all we've done is start. We've got lots more to go. Coming up next, MIT professor Paul Temin will be here talking about the vanishing middle class. And then the Danger Zone with David Trainer, and more beyond that. So stay tuned. This is Money Life.